Blog Talk Radio.
Start this service.
Mr. Miles.
Happy New Moon to all of you.
Mr. Miles.
All right, amen. All right, Happy New Moon to you all. And Happy New Moon to anybody else listening, wherever you may be listening at, across the internet or in the world. We're going to go ahead and start this service. And I'm going to ask Sister Denise, will you answer for the people today? Okay. And I couldn't hear you if you responded.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now your mic is kind of low. Let me turn it up here. Okay. And could you say something again?
Yes.
Okay. We can hear you now. All right. Amen. All right. So let's we have the ladies to cover their heads. Any men listening, uncover your heads. Let's start with the opening prayer. We celebrate this festival. And so let me have the ladies to cover their head. Any men uncover their head. Celebrate the festival of the new moon as an appointment with Yah Elohim, as he has commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our father. We fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, the Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Eternal One, the Elohim of hosts. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abound in loving kindness, keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are all-powerful to save, and you bestow gracious favors to your people in love. You are holy, and your name is holy. And we separate ourselves this night to come before you to honor, revere, and praise your holy name. And Sister Denise, if you will repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Elohim is our Elohim.
Yah of Yah.
Yah of Yah.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy Ones of Israel.
Amen. You have called us to this appointed time to offer you sacrifices and offerings and to rejoice before you in the salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua, our Messiah. You have given us the beginning of month as a season of making amends, of atonement for sin and renewal of our consecration to an offering and acceptable sacrifice of our lives to you upon your altar. And if you will repeat after me, blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe.
Is now in the conference.
Who has kept us.
Who have kept us.
And sustained us.
And sustained us.
And enable us to keep this appointment with you.
And enable us to keep this appointment with you.
Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you, and may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion when you will restore your divine glory upon earth. And if you will repeat after me, we bless and praise you.
We bless and praise you.
For your eternal counsel.
Eternal counsel.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
And restore your glory once again.
And restore your glory once again.
Upon Zion.
Upon Zion.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
Amen. The book of Psalms, chapter 81. The book of Psalms, chapter 81, starting in verse 1. To the chief musician upon Gedith, a psalm of Asaph, sing aloud unto Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise unto Elohim, the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph. Joseph for a testimony when he went through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. And we will have the blowing of the shofar. And I'm going to blow mine first, and then we will have the recorded blowing of the shofar. So I will give four blasts on the shofar, and then we will play the shofar that we typically play. Repeat after me, Sister Denise. Blessed are the people that know the sound of the shofar.
Blessed are the people who know the sound of the shofar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We walk in the light of your countenance.
We walk in the light of your countenance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
The Shema, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. And the Shema is, Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim, Yah is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. Shema Israel, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ikar, Baruch, Shema Kavod, Malkuto, Lamola, thy head. Hear mine, Israel, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad.
Shema, Shema, Shema. Shema, Shema, Shema. Shema, Shema, Shema. His name of glory, his kingdom reigns forevermore. Hear, O Israel, the Lord God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his name of glory, his kingdom reigns forevermore. Hear, O Israel, the Lord God, the Lord. Blessed be his name, with glory, his kingdom reigns forevermore. Hear, O Israel, the Lord God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his name, with glory, his kingdom reigns forevermore.
Israel.
lighting of the menorah, to separate Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, from the rest of the month. We light the seven branches of the menorah as a representation of the fullness of the Shekinah glory in the seven spirits of Elohim, which will illuminate the new Jerusalem. We come before you, Almighty Elohim, this night, thanking that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Yeshua, our Messiah, and in him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And we are believing tonight that as we light the menorah, that you would impart to us an increasing measure of your spirit to shine in our hearts and to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory, so that the illumination of your presence will be manifest through us. The book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 3. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. And you are complete in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Mashiach. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operations of Elohim, who raised him from the dead. Colossians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29. To whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Mashiach in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Yeshua HaMashiach, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened to know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, the greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, so that we might be strengthened with the might through his spirit in our inner man, that Messiah may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we might comprehend and really experience the love of Messiah, which passes knowledge, and be filled with the fullness of Elohim. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through 19. That the Elohim of our Master, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with the might by his spirit in the inner man, that Mashiach may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know that the love of Mashiach which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. The blessings for the spirit of the Most High, the spirit of the Most High. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, and the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yah. Sir Denise, if you repeat after me what I ask you to, would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of Yah? And Sister Denise, we receive the spirit of Yah.
We receive the spirit of Yah.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of wisdom? And Sister Denise, we receive the spirit of wisdom.
We receive the spirit of wisdom.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of understanding? And Sister Denise, we receive the spirit of understanding.
We receive the spirit of understanding.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of counsel? And Sister Denise, spirit of counsel.
We receive the spirit of counsel.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of might? And Sister Denise, we receive the spirit of might.
We receive the spirit of might.
Would would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of knowledge? And Sister Denise, we receive the spirit of knowledge.
We receive the spirit of knowledge.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of the fear of Yah? Elohim. And Sister Denise, we receive the spirit of the fear of Yah.
Spirit of the fear of Yah.
Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on this evening. Hallelujah. Thank you. Our scripture reading for this month is Ezekiel chapter 47. And these verses are to remind us that the Most High celebrated and called for the celebration of the new moon in Torah. He called for the celebrations of the new moon in our present time. And he's going to also have the celebration of the new moon for the beginning of month in the kingdom so that we know that we are in line with him. Ezekiel 45, verse 17. And it shall be the princess part to give burnt offerings and meat offerings and drink offerings in the feast and in the new moon and in the Sabbath in all solemnities of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering and the meat offering and the burnt offering and the feast offering to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. That is past 1-6. And thus Yah Elohim. And thus saith Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looks toward the east shall be shut 6 working days. Now this is the temple in the future. But on the Sabbath it shall be open, and in the day of the new moon it shall be open. And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate, and the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering. He shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yah in the Sabbath and in the new moon. And the burnt offerings of that prince shall offer, and the burnt offering that the prince shall offer unto Yah in the Sabbath shall be 6 lambs without blemish, and a ram without blemish. And the meat offering shall be an ephah of a ram, and the meat offering for the lamb, as shall be as he is to give, and a hind of oil to an ephah. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be a bullock, a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram. They shall be without blemish. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 22-24. For as the new heavens and the new earth will I make, shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed. Now, and I'm sorry, the last verses that we read in Ezekiel 46, those were the millennial kingdom. The third temple, Isaiah 66 through 24, shall be for the future after the new heavens and the new earth. For as the new heavens and the new earth will I make, shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yah. They shall go forth and look upon the carcass of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worms shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua's precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Sanctification of the month. May it be your will, Yah our Elohim, and Elohim of our fathers, that we begin this month with the pardoning of sin and the forgiveness of iniquity. Bless and sanctify this new month to us and to all your people with joy and gladness, with blessings and provisions for all our needs in peace and in prosperity. Unite our hearts to fear your name so that we will keep your commandments and walk in the path of righteousness for your honor and to receive your blessings. We long for the day when Torah will go forth from Zion to all nations, when darkness will flee away, when the saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when you will forever cease, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth as the oceans cover the earth, and when Yah will be king over all the earth, and all his name Let me read that again. In his name, one. And let us all say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Sister Denise, if you'll repeat after me. We express our gratitude to you.
We express our gratitude to you.
Creator of the universe.
Creator of the universe.
For renewal of our lives.
For the renewal of our lives.
And the hope we have in you.
And the hope we have in you.
In the coming month.
In the coming month.
Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Who sanctify your people Israel.
Who sanctify your people Israel.
In the beginning of the month.
In the beginning of the month.
And if you will continue to repeat for the petition for this month. Oh, Yah, our Elohim.
Oh, Yah, our Elohim.
We call upon you this day.
We call upon you this day.
To hear our prayer for forgiveness.
To hear our prayer for forgiveness.
For all our shortcomings.
For all our shortcomings.
And for all our transgressions.
And for all our transgressions.
And for all our sins.
And for all our sins.
For your holy name's sake.
For your holy name's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for your people.
And for your people.
And for all mankind.
And for all mankind.
We turn to you.
We turn to you.
And seek your compassion.
And seek your compassion.
And your mercy.
And your mercy.
Yahweh our rock.
Yahweh our rock.
And our redeemer.
And our redeemer.
Hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
Oh, Yah, Elohim of our fathers and our Elohim, we ask that in this coming month that you would give us what we need spiritually to grow into your likeness, that you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your ways, that you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your words at all times, that you would give us what we need financially, so that we would have sufficient for ourselves and can bless others. That you would give us what we need physically so we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all that we do, and that the people say, amen.
Amen.
Okay, if you are taking part of the communion, if you will pull out your grape juice, and if you will pull out your flatbread, we will do the bread first. If you will break off such as you're going to consume and put it into your left hand, place your right hand over it. He has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. That was Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. For it was written, for it was fitting for him, for whom all things, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, to bring many sons to glory, and to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. 10 and 11. And Sister Denise, if you will repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who resurrects the bread from the earth.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
And you may eat the bread at this time. Cup of the grape juice. And pour it as you shall consume. If you will take it in your left hand and place your right hand over it. Yah is the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of the creative process, he was and ever shall be. Our Heavenly Father, the great creator, chose to emerge from the dwelling in the unapproachable light of eternity and reveal himself through his creation, his manifestation of light into the world. For it is Elohim who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yeshua, HaMashiach. So we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of Elohim and not of us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Yeshua said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I am him, he in him, bears much fruit. John chapter 15, verse 5. And Sister Denise, if you'll repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
And you may drink of the cup. And when you have drank, let us give most high a cup of praise. Hallelujah. Your gift of salvation, Father. We thank you for redeeming us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name. Thanksgiving and praise. We thank and praise you for the redemption which you have provided in Yeshua, our Messiah, and for all the mighty acts which you have performed on our behalf, and the victories which you have given us in our lives, both at this time and in previous times. You are mighty, you are Almighty Elohim and Savior, and all who live shall thank you and praise your name in truth. Blessed are you, Yah, Elohim of our salvation and our succor. You are good and worthy to be praised, and we give thanks to you for all your great benefits to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the meal. So if you will go get what you are going to be consuming at this time, I will play a song. And when you come back, if you'll let me know that you're back. Okay. Let me get something appropriate here.
How to reach my family, how to reach the sea, yes I help. Open up the scriptures, prophecy is written, freely given, children read. 28 Deuteronomy 15 through 68 proclaim. If we disobey, broke the covenant, that we would bear their shame. 400 years in a land that is not ours. 400 years against our enemies and having no power. 400 years of oppression bound in chains. 400 years for disobedience. We bear the shame. We bear the shame.
Israel been asleep for so long. We can't tell which way we going, right or wrong. Pouring to the sun god in the churches on the first day. Calling on Jesus. The Lord, wait, this led to 400 years of oppression and depression. Should we by now have learned our lesson? Shackles are off, but our minds in a deceptive state. What do you think is gonna be our end state, the lake?
How to reach my family, how to reach the seed of Yisrael. Open up the scriptures, prophecy is written, freely given, children read. 28 Deuteronomy. If we disobey the rope coming in, that we would bear the shame. 400 years in a land that is not ours.
400 years of the land that is not ours. 400 years, I guess I am. We've had no power. 400 years of oppression bound in chains. 400 years of disobeying.
We blind up in Babylon, hate is getting whipped done. Still practice voodoo while we sing that Obama song. Before we arrive to the kingdom, must come out of her. Spiritually and physically, wean ourselves from her. We must believe in Yah and herself, no trash from her. Victory Babylon, the wickedness she be on. Man, our people minds gone, suicidal brains blown. However, Yah is in control, we must take hold and be strong. And join the fold, this is not a show. Bump this in your whip, turn off the radio.
Drawing up to the time. Drawing up to the time. 400 years.
All right, everybody back? All right, you guys preparing your...
Yes, we did preparing it.
All right, I'll play another song then.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. We got back together and y'all got a feast over there, huh?
Now we just had to warm it up.
All right, amen.
On a scale from 1 to 3, how deep do you want this album to be? On a scale from 1 to 3, how deep do you want this album to be? Tell me. On a scale from 1 to 3, how deep you want this album to be? 5. Y'all want deep. This is deep. I went.
better now. And I have got to thank, 'cause his joy is my strength. See, the devil will learn this mistake when I am sure, oh, that I'm not going in cycles.
Everybody back now?
Yes.
All right, amen. Let us bow our heads. Father Yah, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We ask that you will bless this meal and the nourishment of our body in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, let's go ahead and partake of whatever you have. Me, I got an impossible burger.
I got a lamb burger.
Mm. I think my wife is eating goat.
No, I'm eating cassava leaf with smoked chicken and fufu, the African cuisine.
Oh, okay.
That my daughter bought, that our daughter got for me. My husband, you know, Brother Miles only wanted, her husband wanted the impossible burger. You don't know what he's missing.
I ain't missing nothing because this impossible burger is impossibly delicious. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and play some music while we eat.
Bye.
Amen. Just a couple of more.
Thank you.
they're not going to let you just say anything. But I found that, you know, our understanding and the messages that we do are within their guidelines. You know, a lot of the camps, you know, they stay and do some crazy things. A lot of them, they will not let participate on that site. Nevertheless, you know, that's why I have this site, because I can control it 100%. You know, what message goes out and what we can say and what have you, whatever y'all said. So, just look for changes to be coming up. I want to remind everybody about the new moon for the seventh month, which will be in September. That we prepare for that. That new moon is also a high Sabbath day, and that is the Feast of Trumpets. And the Feast of Trumpets represents when the Most High came down and he visited Israel in Exodus chapter 19. And, you know, we always commemorate that. I believe also that that is when Messiah will be returning, about that same time, or it will look about the same way, where, you know, with his arrival in the sky, that the trumpets from heaven will be heralding his arrival. And so that should be another clue to us that he's coming. You know, people are saying that they're hearing these trumpets in the air. I think if you YouTube it, you'll hear that. But he has not appeared yet. And the things that are supposed to happen, that have been prophesied to happen prior to his arrival, they have not all happened. We have not seen Antichrist yet. And Antichrist, you know, I really believe that he's going to come in the name of Messiah, because that is what the world is looking for. And they're going to follow him, because they're going to, you know, that's what's been prophesied. And so we just want to make sure that it's not something that we do, that we don't follow after the false prophet, and that we are aware of, you know, what he says, that we should be seen upon his arrival. We should not see him come as a babe. But that, or somebody said that they're his mother, and they birthed him, but that he should come in the clouds, in the sky, that we should see him that way. So I pray that we understand these things and that is what we're looking for. His exact time, the exact, you know, hour, because no man knows. But he did say we could know the season and the time. So that is what we look forward to, his return. I think the world is now prophesying that he's going to return in 2030. That's the newest information that they're putting out there, 2030, to line up with, you know, somewhere around that time, to line up with, you know, 2,000 years or 2 days in prophetic time in the Most High's time. When Messiah, when he ascended into heaven, he would have been about somewhere about 33, 34 years old, 31, somewhere in there. And so they're thinking that the time is going to be 30. You know, that's what men are saying. I say we just be faithful and look for the sign. That's what he says. He keeps telling us to watch. You know, and let us be found watching. And so we just want to be faithful to that, that we watch and we look for the sign that he has set himself. And just as the angel said, hey, the same way you saw him ascend, that's the same way you're going to see him come. He's going to be descending on the earth. And so we're going to look for that sign. It is time for us to start getting ready to prepare to be going to the land. Whatever the time is coming, we know that some terrible times are coming. And we need to really be getting ready and setting up, you know, because you can't wait until the last minute. Wait until the last minute, and then you're just caught out there. And so we know that We don't want to be running in the wintertime, and we don't want to be running on the what? Sabbath. He said, you know, make sure that your flight is not during those times. We're talking about flight, not talking about airplane flight, even though he could be talking about that as well. But he's really talking about, you know, you running to get away from Antichrist. And running to get away from being placed for the judgment. So we will talk about those things in future lessons to come up. We really want to start preparing for the lesson for the Feast of Trumpet. You know, this is the heavy feast day times in our belief. So the Feast of Trumpet, the Feast of Tabernacles, Day of Atonement, all the, you know, these are major feast days that tell us the moves of the Most High, because he has us celebrating things that he has either done or going to do. And so, and these, you know, these are really our feast days that we are supposed to, you know, the world celebrates different things during these times, but we are commanded to keep the feast days of the Most High. And so we want to be prepared for that in our preparation of the food, in our observance, and what have you. So real, you know, a real busy time coming up for us as they call them, the fall feast days or the in-harvest feast days. We really want to be prepared for those. And then the spiritual aspects of those feast days, you know, that like in tabernacles, that we are living tabernacles. That's what we're supposed to be. And so even though tabernacles actually, you know, we put up, are supposed to put up tents or booths, temporary booths, but, you know, it also represents, you know, the Most High for the veil, the curtain to the Holy of Holies. They said that he would dwell in man. And so they promised that he would pour out his spirit upon us. Then we are supposed to be living tabernacles, supposed to be living sacrifice. And so these lessons that will be coming up here in the near future, you know, are to remind us spiritually that's what who we are and that's what we're supposed to be doing. With that being said, are there any testimonies? Anybody with a testimony? Well, we thank the Most High for allowing Sister Mary to arrive safe back in Minnesota.
Amen.
And I thank the Most High for keeping my wife safe and what she's going through. And yeah, are there any other testimonies?
Yes, Brother Bob, I just want to thank the Most High for allowing me to come into Minnesota that I may do the new moon with my sister Denise. I thank you.
Amen. 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 Anyone else?
And
anyone else?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, if there's no other, then we will go ahead and conclude this new moon service. Let's go to the book of Numbers. Chapter 6. Let's get verses 24 through 27. Yah bless you and keep you. Yah make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto thee. Yah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. He who exists will present you gifts and will guard you with a hedge of protection. He who exists will illuminate you with all wholeness of his being, bringing order, shalom, and he will beautify you. He who exists will lift up wholeness of his being, the wholeness of his being, and look upon you and set in place all you need to be whole and complete. Our new moon service for the 6 months. May Yah bless you and keep you the rest of this evening. We will see you guys on tomorrow for Shabbat service.
Amen.
Happy new moon, family.
Thank you.
Happy new moon.
Happy new moon. Lyle and family.
So long, everyone. And roll the credits, Brother Miles.
Roll the credit, Brother Miles.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Mr. Long, let me take you out the room.